Now, Michael, let's talk about last night's episode of Maths, the bombshell that was dropped at the end. David, Hayley's partner, had this to say.
There's a few little rumours that I've heard.
Hayley and Michael have gone out to Darling Harbour, and I was told that Hayley is making out with Michael. My darling wife is making out with another husband.
Wow.
Michael, please explain. How did this happen?
Elaborate. I thought I had another, I honestly thought I had another week before this episode was coming out. So I had to sort of move house and everything. It's been a bit of a nightmare. Now, look,
with Hayley or?
Shit. I'll explain it pretty clear. I'm not going to ruin it all for you because it's a good show. You know, I think you've had too many spoilers. So,
well, she's already told us that you were together.
Yeah, she's everyone. Telling everyone that we had a wee kiss there. But look, I'll be honest with you. Fev's going to understand this really well. I was absolutely sloshed. We went out for a few drinks, and we went out with another couple and that, and we did. We weren't in Darling Harbour.
It doesn't matter where you were, mate.
I know. It's probably worse if you're behind closed doors. But we're in a room with Chris and Vanessa, and we're bevying on there. We're mucking around. We're dancing on each other. Just juvenile, silly, sort of childish behaviour that overtook us that night. And then it came out that, Michael, like there was rumours obviously flying around, as you can imagine, in that sort of hornet's nest. You say one thing and it just travels around like Chinese whispers. So, all went round, and then Dave's like, oh my God, like, you know, you've hooked up with Hayley, and then you'll see it all tonight. I barge into Dave's room and a kid, like, go, what are you talking about? Like, you're off your head, you know, like, what the hell are you going on about? And, the whole thing sort of unfolds in it.
And you also quickly denied it. Yes. You quickly denied it.
Real quick.
We've got, let's hear Hayley blowing up.
You blame me.
But when Hayley and Michael.
You macked on with me, sweetheart. You did it. Man up.
Recount differing versions of the event in question.
So, obviously, there's allegations, but what happened that night?
The group is shaken.
There's something in my gut telling me that she's telling the truth.
It's his word against hers. I am worried my marriage could potentially be over.
Now, you are a bit of a child. You are a lad. Now, did you man up?
That's rich.
Well, you just said it yourself.
Look, I did. You're going to see completely to the end of it. You're going to see completely at the end of the series. You will get the full truth. The full truth is coming, and you will see it. So without me giving away too much, I guarantee you.
Did you pash her or not?
I didn't pash her. No.
You didn't pash her?
No.
Why would she say that?
It was a confusing movement when we were going through. I was absolutely blind. I'd love to say I recalled the whole event. I don't. But why would she say that you pashed
when she's with someone else? Why would she say that?
Well, no idea why she said that we pashed when she was with someone else, because at the end of the day, that was what she originally said to me, that we didn't pash, and then she changed her story.
Ooh.
So when I originally confronted her and go, mate, what happened last night? Did we actually hook up? And she goes, no, gross, no. And I was like, oh.
So you actually didn't know because you were so drunk?
I was absolutely legless, absolutely cattle.
She's a liar.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere
we found out. Yeah, we found out some truths about Hayley. I mean, hey, it's not the first time she's lied, is it? So let's go through her track record. Let's go through mine. I mean, we don't need a court of law to work out the innocence here.
Oh, wow. Jeez, I've got so much, but I don't know where to go. Hey, now, you do love stirring the pot, and you did say something that was probably the funniest thing I've ever heard on Mass.
Oh, the one about Steve.
Oh, God, this is the best.
This is what he said about Steve and several others at the dinner party.
This is the best.
You just go to the dinner party to shit stir,
effectively. That's what he does.
Okay.
That's his job.
Here we go.
But let's be honest. They'd put a Tamazepan to sleep. I think it's time to wick out the old wooden spoon and go to work again.
Well, where do we start?
What do you mean, good team? Like, you help each other clean the house, you help each other...
No, he doesn't actually
clean anything. No. He leaves everything just where it is.
Hey, that actually surprises me, because his appearance and everything is absolutely immaculate. To think that he would be messy at home...
That cup would still be there.
Being a team, you've got to help each other out.
I'm not sure what cups he's on about. What cups are you talking about?
When you just leave it just randomly somewhere.
What cups are you talking about? That's what I'm asking.
A glass or a... And, like, one was there for 3 days, and then I just said...
3 days, Steve? Come on,
are you ever
going
to move it?
Put Mr. Mazepan asleep. That is one of the great, great comments, Boxy. Now, you do stir the pot. You're a shit stirrer. And what you were saying to Steve was actually, you were on the money there, you and Stacey, because Michelle, she was trying to speak and he was actually speaking pretty bad to his wife, which was good. So well done on that. But old 10 second Mickey, you threw his wife under the bus. Because when she spoke to you, it was sort of a jovial, funny, like where a mate sort of threw it out there. But then when you relayed it back to Mickey, geez, you twisted it.
I don't think I twisted it at all. Oh. We went in there and it's like,
crap.
When you get another girl and then, no, literally, when you get it, no, but I've said the same thing. She's coming over here and she's saying, why would she come up to me of all people with Stacey and start telling me about how long?
No, but you got it out of her. You were talking first and asking me if they were, and she was like, oh yeah. And she was a bit nervous. She said it jokingly.
I'd be raging if a girl said that about me, and I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, he said it behind my back. I'm going to tell him to his face, and I told him to his face, so he can do what he wants.
But
with
you
it.
Twisted it. She didn't say it the way you told her, though.
I just said he went for 10 seconds. That's what I said, didn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Right. Okay. So, look, there's no doubt this. I should have said somewhere in there, drink responsibly, Fief. That's what I was trying to put in earlier. Just a radio code thing. I was legless. I was completely off my face.
It's before 7. He can say what he wants.
All right.
What about, Michael? I mean, you did yesterday confirm that there was a production break that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
What is there stuff that we haven't seen that we won't see? Like, did anything happen? You know, how much freedom were you allowed, for instance, in that production break?
In the production break, so I was allowed no freedom. I
understand why.
Yeah.
In lockdown.
I had bars attached to the window. No, not really. But a lot of the cast were allowed a bit of freedom while production sort of got ahead of it. Fair rightly so, I was punished for my sort of going out. And I was segregated in isolation.
You went out a bit, didn't you?
Mate, you're in there for 3 months in this environment. Like, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I wouldn't mind going out. I wasn't getting home at 7 a.m. I was getting home at 7 p.m. Mind you, I was starting about 1. But it was like, at the end of the day, it was like, you want to release. You want to have a bit of fun. Like, at the end of the day, I don't want to be cooped up in a room, like, forever. Like, so, but turns out,
It's so rude of us not to ask, but we haven't even, how's your wife going, Stacey?
Oh, she's going well. She's going really well.
We haven't even asked him about his own wife.
Yeah, I know. I thought that. I was like, gosh, she's going to get home and she's going to kick my ass if I haven't mentioned her. So I hope you're okay there, darling.
You're obviously not together anymore because she's with Mickey. Old 10 seconds.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she's with Mickey or what's going on there. I mean, I've been in Melbourne, so I'm going back
Haley?
To Adelaide. So
I was in Adelaide yesterday.
But, how did you feel, Michael?
Talk of the town.
Watching back the episode at the wedding when she very quickly became interested in you because of her friend's Googling to find out that you were a man of money. How did you feel watching that back?
That was actually a bit hard. I'll be straight with you. That was hard. It was like I was watching that and I'm having a good old time. Baby, shut nana. And then it just comes up, all that stuff. And I was, it was a bit confronting. It was like, wow, like in this day and age, like, who's like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, that is not a nice person to be. But look, genuinely, I think we did after the honeymoon, we sort of got to know each other. And
did you? She didn't want to borrow you until she knew you had money, and then she loved you, and you were wrapped.
And then you kept disappearing and getting
you
on the turf.
Wrapped.
You constantly kept going out and getting drunk all the time.
She
as
wanted
well.
The cash.
Marriage of the century. Disaster.
Anyway, we can't stop watching. We'll be watching again
so
tonight. Married at First Sight is tonight at 7:30 on 9. Of course,
Willie man up tonight.
Wow, this is the thing, Fief. Any other exclusives you want, Fief, before we get Michael out of here?
No, I think this has been fabulous.
Hey, Foxy, I heard that he's been coming to Melbourne to visit Hayley down in Port Melbourne.
Michael, anything you'd like
rumors?
To add?
Is that the rumours? I actually, I don't think Hayley would like me very much as a house guest, to be quite honest.
Michael, we actually have Hayley on the show tomorrow. Is there any message you'd like to leave for her?
Do you want me to write like a little note for her?
Yeah, write a note for her, and then we'll give it to her tomorrow. We promise we won't open it, and we won't read it.
Just write,
stay on the thing.
Just write stay or leave on
we'll
it.
We'll have a laugh. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That is tomorrow. Hayley will be on the show. Man. 13 minutes to 7. This is The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Thanks for coming in, Michael.
Not a worry, guys. Appreciate you having me.